Welcome to the UK Travel Planning Podcast. Your host is the founder of the UK travel planning website, Tracy Collins. In this podcast, Tracy shares destination guides, travel tips, and itinerary ideas, as well as interviews with a variety of guests who share their knowledge and experience of UK travel to help you plan your perfect UK vacation. Join us as we explore the UK from cosmopolitan cities to quaint villages, from historic castles to beautiful islands, and from the picturesque countryside to seaside towns.
Hi, and welcome to episode 86 of the UK Travel Planning Podcast. This week, I'm delighted to be chatting to Oliver from Discover Real London Tours, who offer tours exploring London in the comfort and style of an iconic black cab. Discover Real London Tours aim to offer an experience like no other whilst visiting the UK, and this is a truly unique experience which enables you to see London's world-class sites in an informative, engaging way. After experiencing a fantastic tour with head tour guide Ollie in December, we can personally vouch for how much fun it is to take a private black cab tour of the capital with Discover Real London. So I'm really excited to welcome Ollie onto the podcast. Hi, Ollie. It's great to have you on this week's episode of the podcast. So it'd be great if you could just introduce yourself and share a little bit about your background and why you started Discover Real London Tours.
Hey, Tracy. Yes, my name's Oliver and I am the founder of Discover Real London. And we are a private tour company that bases our tours around black cabs. So we do mainly city tours around all parts of London in our iconic vehicles. And you will, if you come on one of our tours, you'll have your very own driver guide who will not only be a legit London cab driver that studied all the streets, but he's going to be a qualified guide that will be able to give you all the history and info about what you're looking at as well.
I don't know, Doug and I were very lucky to go out with you actually, Ollie, a few weeks ago, just before Christmas actually, and we absolutely loved it. It was one of the total highlights of the time I've actually ever been at London. And I was saying before we started recording, you know, I've been to London millions of times. I lived in London, but it was just amazing going out with you in the black cab. So I guess I'm going to give you the floor to kind of say what makes a tour in a London black cab with you guys so special and so different from anyone else, because you really are unique. And I kind of want you to kind of get that across to everybody that's listening to this podcast.
Oh, thank you so much for your kind comments, Tracy. It was great to meet yourself and Doug as well. I'm obviously a big fan of your page and all the great stuff you've done for clients that come to London. So, yeah, it was a privilege to have you on board and I'm so pleased you enjoyed it. Great question. So what makes us special and different? I guess that the fact that we come from a background of predominantly cab drivers. So we've spent, you know, sometimes years pounding the streets of this city, discovering and stumbling across every nook and cranny that the city has to offer. And the fact that we know such a vast area, we obviously know in the ins and outs of all the sort of popular sites that you'd expect to be visiting. But I think we've got a really wide spectrum of knowledge that goes all across the city. So that's one of the things that makes us stand out when people come here. But I think because you're with someone that you know really has skin in the game of the city, when we get someone on board and we show them London through the eyes of a Londoner, the parts that you're not often going to see on, you know, maybe big tours and the popular big selling tours, but show you the more hidden and intrepid side of the city through our eyes, really, and make our city feel like your city.
And it's kind of unique as well, because not only are you doing that with somebody who's a black cab driver like yourself, so, and it would be really good if you'd explain a little bit about the knowledge, because that's something that fascinates me. And I know that's something that Doug and I asked you, which makes, you know, London black cab drivers so unique, but also about the fact that the London black cab itself is so iconic. So, you know, you've got somebody like yourself who is a qualified black London cab driver, and we're actually in that kind of iconic vehicle traveling around London. So I know there's loads of advantages about actually being in a London black cab, which kind of blew my mind when I was traveling around with you that day. But I think kind of talk about what it is that's so special about the drivers, and then we can talk about what's so special about being in a black cab itself.
Great questions. Yeah, when you come to London, you're going to see lots of icons, whether it be a red phone box, red bus, and also black cabs. And we're part of the fabric of the city. And our history goes back all the way actually to the 17th century when it was horses and carriages. But the vehicle itself that we travel around in today is very different to an old horse and carriage in the 17th century. We've taken all the history and heritage of our trade. And today we've got a 21st century electric vehicle with a panoramic roof that really enhances the experience of being in the back of one. So we're fully wheelchair accessible, 6 seats in the back, which are in a really nice social conference layout, so 3 forward, 3 backwards, so you can chat amongst yourselves while we're going around. We've got intercom, so you're always going to hear the driver even though you're in your own space, and the fact that we can stop on red routes, use bus lanes and that sort of stuff, the access that it gives us, not just that we know where we're going, but we can actually access specific roads that other people can't. We can stop for photos, and there's lots of rest ranks and things like that where we can hop out, stretch our legs, go for a walk around. A lot of people ask, actually, when they book a tour, they say, oh, do we get out? And we say, yeah, 100% we get out. One of the great things is that it's very much a stop-start tour. We jump out, immerse ourselves in that area, in that part of London, then we hop back in, we'll be going a few kilometres up the road. So I think, yeah, it's an icon to look at, but I think with the panoramic roof, the sustainable elements and the access, you know, for mobility, maybe users and things like that, it really makes us a really, really inclusive vehicle as well as being an icon.
Oh, absolutely. And I'll mention again that day that myself and Duncan went out with you is the fact there was a couple of things that we couldn't get over is the fact that you could drop us off at Buckingham Palace, which was fantastic. So I honestly, you know, I felt like royalty, hopping out of the black cab. And then Doug and I went and took some photos. And then you came back and picked us up a few minutes later at agreed time and picked us up from the same spot. So that was fantastic. And then also being able to park near Westminster Abbey and take a stroll with you and kind of have a look at the sites there and have a chat, knowing that it was only just a short walk back to get to the cab was fantastic.
Yeah, today's actually a great example. We've had a slight little tiny dusting of snow today. Nothing settled, but that reminds us of times where you don't necessarily want to be out on the streets in London for 3 or 4 hours at a time without a bit of shelter, because it can be a bit cold. I mean, it was a bit unusual today, but in the summer, you know, we've got the ice cold AC. In the winter, we've got the heat. So it's nice to break up the tour with in and out. And it's nice to have that shelter. You know, if you want to leave drinks and stuff in there, if you want to, you know, maybe you've got your suitcase, maybe you're coming straight from the airport. I mean, we do tours that start straight from Heathrow. You hit the ground running straight into town. So you've got that area that's yours and you can use it to put stuff in as well.
Yeah, and it's so comfortable. I mean, being in a black cab as well, it's incredibly comfortable a way to travel around London as well. And as you say, like being able to go down the bus lanes and park in some places that other people can't is just gives you access to some fantastic places. So, you know, if you have got mobility issues as well, you don't have very far to walk. You can kind of drop people just basically outside. Let's say we were 2 minutes walk from around the corner from Buckingham Palace. So it was easy to get out and have a look and then get back in the cab. So again, that's really important, I guess, for, you know, people who are traveling maybe with elderly parents who still want to see those sites and may want to get out and have the photo opportunity, but don't want to spend sort of half an hour or an hour, you know, strolling around to get to some of these places.
Yeah, 100%. I agree. We do a lot of multi-generational tours where people are maybe traveling with parents and it's, you know, sometimes a dream trip to come to England or maybe revisit somewhere where they might have studied or worked at one point. So, it certainly works for people like that. And also, you know, on the other end of the spectrum, you know, having young kids doesn't stop travel if you're willing to do a bit of research and think outside the box. So we have lots and lots of families that have got, you know, younger children. And again, they know their attention span and the sort of distances they can walk and things like that. That makes it more accessible for them as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm gonna swing the conversation back around to what it is so special about your driver guides. And I'm gonna ask you again about the knowledge, because I think that's a really important thing. Because I don't know if anywhere in the world, in any other city, taxi drivers have to do something like the knowledge. In particular in London, it's fascinating because it takes a long time for you to actually study for that. So just want to kind of explain what that is.
Yeah, great question. So this blows quite a lot of people's mind, Tracy. And I'm sure some of your listeners will be completely bowled over with what we have to do. But in London, to be a taxi driver, you have to study for on average between 3 and 4 years. And what do we study? We study the streets. And this studying that we're doing is purely logistics. So it lends itself really well to doing the tours that we do. But the primary focus is for candidates that aspire to become cab drivers to prove that they can navigate their way around the city successfully. So the area that we learn is a 6-mile radius of the centre of London, which visitors to London may or may not know. That's Trafalgar Square. If you've been here before, the chances are you've definitely been through that that junction. And there's approximately 25,000 streets in that area, which I have to say we don't actually normally set out to learn them all. However, we can be asked any of those streets on our exams. So we have to have, you know, a really good knowledge of all areas. I would probably lean towards saying we end up properly learning the exact characteristics of between maybe 10 to 12,000 streets. If you're at home thinking, how on earth would you even do that? The only way to actually, you know, digest this city is to ride the streets. Most people do it on a motorbike or a scooter. I've heard of people doing it on push bikes and cars before, but I think that's obviously very, very difficult. But it's broken down by Transport for London, who run the knowledge now into 320 routes are about a mile or so long, and they're laid out to go to every single part of London. If you learn them routes, you know, from one place to another, you learn the straightest legal way to travel, then that jigsaw will come together and stitch this city together.
Wow. Honestly, I just find it incredible. The thought of studying that for 3 to 4 years is just incredible. And that's what makes you guys so special as well. But even more so, not only do you have a black cab driver, taxi driver taking the tours, but obviously also your drivers are also qualified to take tours as well.
Yes. So we've all obviously done the knowledge, and we've got our medallions and our badges, which is, you know, a real endeavour to do. But after that, you know, the team that I work with, we've all completed a special guiding course that's specifically designed just for taxi drivers. It's based at the Museum of London, and it's run by the Worshipful Company of Hackney Carriage Drivers. And it's a 2-month course that really takes the knowledge that we know of the city and supercharges that, and, you know, really gives us the in-depth history of the city and lots of different areas. And from passing that course, you have proper written exams and on-site walks and things like that, and practical assessments. Once you pass that, you got your badge for that. And we think that's what, you know, sort of turbocharges the experience of us, that you get the best of both worlds, an expert navigator and an iconic vehicle with all the history to go with it.
Absolutely. It's just fantastic. Honestly, I can't express to our listeners how much we loved this tour. And honestly, if you are coming to London, you really, really need to look at Discover Real London and look at the tours that they offer, which kind of leads me into sharing with our listeners the different tours that you do have, because I'm fairly confident, and knowing a lot of the people that listen to our podcasts, and there's quite a few thousand, I know they're going to be thinking, okay, really keen on this, really like the idea of this. So what tours do you offer, Ollie? What sort of things can people look at booking?
So we've got a variety of tours that are listed on our website. Our best seller is the Discover Real London Tour. So good, we named it after our company. And that is a tour that focuses on the main site. So if you're here maybe for a day or for a week and you want to get your vacation off to a really great start, this is super popular. It's a half-day tour, so 4 hours. Most of our city tours, or a lot of them, are four hours, so you can easily have them in the morning or the afternoon. And it, as I say, it will focus around all the big sites. So you took in Buckingham Palace, the Tower of London, Tower Bridge, St. Paul's Cathedral, Westminster Abbey, etc. Pick up and drop off from anywhere in central London. So normally if it's at your hotel, or maybe if you're out for lunch or you're shopping, it's up to the clients. We really work around you. This is our client's time. So we'll always, you know, try and suggest things that make life easier or more convenient for them. And not only will it focus on the big sites, but we'll try and shoehorn in, you know, something extra if we can. If you like Harry Potter, we might showcase that. Maybe if you've, you know, you've got some people that have been to London before and some haven't, we'll try and throw in a hidden gem or two. Obviously, all the tours are quite dynamic because we're working in a, you know, very, very busy city, which is what makes it great. But we don't like to overpromise too much, but we try and give that little bit extra. But that's what that tour is. It focuses on the big sites. So if you've never been here before and you want to see the sites in the most effortless way, that is definitely the tour for you. One of the tours that we're really proud of is our Secret City Tour. We call it the London Detour because it is the detour. You're not looking at the big sites. You're going off the beaten track a bit and you're really digging down and showing people the secrets of the city. So that's a very, very popular tour for more intrepid sort of travellers that really want to scratch beneath the surface of places, but also people that are maybe returning for their second, third, fourth, fifth time. They want to see something different. You know, they've done the walking tours, they've been inside the big top attractions, which they've really enjoyed, but they want to see a different dimension of London now. So all the tours are a little bit different, but we focus, and I don't want to give away too many surprises here, but we focus on a whole variety of things and also for any requests. So typically it'll be things like maybe some Roman history, a bit of medieval history. We'll look at maybe some street art and look at maybe the darker side of the city as well, because there's nearly 2,000 years to unpack. So we've got a lot to choose from. But the sort of thing that people need to remember is it's away from the big sites and you're showing, seeing London through the eyes of a Londoner on that.
Absolutely. And I know the time that we spent with you, we saw three things that we'd never seen before. One was a street which had bomb damage from World War II. We saw a bomb shelter from World War II. And we saw the blue post box for the NHS.
Yes, well remembered. Yeah. And that was that wasn't even something that I'd normally focus on. But as we're going past, you sometimes end up commenting on such, little oddities, which people like. That's the exciting thing. You've remembered that.
Yeah, absolutely. Because I'd never seen that before. I'd never kind of clocked it before. Or even I might have walked down a street and not realized that down that street there was the bomb shelters. I didn't know until we looked at the actual notice on the wall when you pointed it out, because there's so much to London that even, as I say, I mean, I've lived in London, but in the time that we spent, there were so many things that you're pointing out that, I didn't know. I was like, wow. So as you say, it goes beneath the surface. And we are often asked by people who are returning to London for the second or third time, saying, we've done all of those main sites. We want something different. And I think, this tour that you do certainly offers that, an ability to actually say, go a little bit deeper.
Yeah, we really enjoy it. And our guides enjoy it as well, because it challenges us a bit more, because some people say to us, just to warn you, we've been to London three or four times. We've seen probably most of it. And we're like, okay, cool. Well, let's see how we get on. And we really like to have it as a personal challenge to really, really showcase a different side of London that people just haven't seen before.
That's perfect. And you've got quite a few other tours as well. So I will be linking to those in the show notes, and I will point people towards your website as well. But can I just to kind of talk about a few of the logistics of, people are thinking, I really want to book, is, how many people can you actually fit in a cab? I guess that's a kind of first question to ask.
Yeah, great question. So we can fit six people in the back of our taxi. It's pretty spacious. So we've never had any issues with six adults. Obviously, if you guys are on a rugby tour and you're all pretty big chaps, then you might want to drop us an email first and see if we can what else we might be able to do. But they're nice and spacious in the back. So six is certainly what we take, and it's always normally fine.
And you can accommodate some luggage as well.
Yeah, we can accommodate a bit of luggage in the front, so it's completely out your way. So normally two medium sized suitcases we can squeeze in the front. And when I'm talking about the front, if people are scratching their heads in a taxi, there's no front seat. So if you want someone to ride shotgun, they can't. It's a void specifically for luggage, a stroller, maybe a travel wheelchair, stuff like that. Also in the back, the rear-facing streets are flip-down seats. So if you imagine you're coming into land and the air hostess on the way into London Heathrow, they flip down their seat. It's a bit similar to that. But what that means is you can tuck a bit of luggage or something under it. So you might have a little bit in the back with you if you've got quite a few cases, but it's never normally going to really intrude on your space.
Oh, that's brilliant. So what can people expect when they book? So if they go onto the website and they choose a tour, how does it work from that point? Do they actually book the tour and give you the date, or do they contact you?
No, they can book straight away. So unless it's within a few days' time. When it gets very busy, like London's such a popular place, in the summer, it's very, very fast moving. So we don't take automatic bookings for the next few days from now. But if you wanted to book, a tour for a week or so time, you can book it straight away online. You can go through, you can make the payment, you'll get the confirmation email, And what will happen is that goes into our database in our system. Obviously, if you've got any questions, you'll be free to say, hey, I booked this just to let you know X or Y or this request or whatever. But then the guide will contact you the day before your tour. So we've got a whole team of passionate, you know, ambassadors of this city that are part of our Discover Real London team. And we allocate the tours normally about 48 hours before. So you'll get a message via WhatsApp or SMS from your guide the day before, just checking in, introducing himself, reconfirming the pickup that the client selected, and obviously letting them know that they're super excited to be hosting you the next day. So yeah, that's exactly how the process works.
Okay, brilliant. And do you just want to share the URL for your website as well at this point, Ollie?
Yeah, so if you any more information, guys, on our website, you can find it reallondon.com.
Brilliant. And I will just say that if you book, just mention that you heard about it, heard about Discover Real London to us through the podcast or through the website or through the Facebook group, because that's really cool for us that Ollie knows that you came via any of UK travel planning kind of methods. And I will put a link in the show notes as well. So don't worry if you didn't get a chance to write that down, because in the show notes of the episode, there will be a link and more information as well. So you know how you can book that way. So Ollie, it's been great to have you on, but there's one question that I always ask to everybody at the end of every podcast. So you are not immune. You also get the question, except I'm going to focus it on London. So what would be the number one tip that you would share, Ollie, for somebody visiting London for the first time?
Great question, Tracy. Do you know what? I'm not going to go with a place. I'm going to go with a sort of word, if you like. I'm going to go with preparation, because London is such an incredible variety of things to do. And some of them are a bit more the expensive end. A lot of it, actually, if you know where to look, is at the super affordable end, but it takes a bit of prep. So when I talk about preparation, I'm talking about things like the ceremony of the keys. So you'll know very well, Tracy, that's one of my favorite things to do. If someone reaches out to me after they booked a tour and it's in 6 months' time and they say, Ollie, what, you know, is there anything I should know that's unmissable? I say, look, you know, if you're Harry Potter fans, for example, you need to book the Warner Brothers studio super early. Okay.
Yes, absolutely.
That is going to get sold out. If you're thinking about going to the Tower of London, if you want to see one of the most intimate and incredible, you know, experiences, you need to get on board with the ceremony of the keys, but you need to be organized. And things that are completely free, the Sky Garden. I know you would have been up there, I'm sure, loads of times, Tracy. How good is the Sky Garden?
Absolutely. It's fantastic. And it's free.
Exactly. But if you're turning up at Heathrow and thinking, what should I do today? You're not going to be able to do that. Yes, I know it is possible sometimes to queue up, but if you've got that ticket in your back pocket, you know for a fact next Wednesday you're up there. So again,
absolutely,
with a little bit of preparation, you can turn what's a fantastic vacation into a completely unforgettable experience in London with that little bit of planning and preparation. So that would be my top tip for everyone. If you're listening to this and you're on the UK Travelling Facebook page and stuff, then you're one step ahead already of everyone. So I'm sure you're going to be very prepared and you're going to really, really have an incredible time in our city.
Oh, brilliant. Ollie, it's been fantastic talking to you today. We went out with you guys before Christmas and we absolutely loved it. As I say, Doug and I are still talking about it. And it's funny, it's those things that you remember. And I know, like, the Ceremony of the Keys is another one of our favorite experiences in London. And honestly, going out with Discover Real London was absolute highlight for us. So I want to say a huge thank you for myself and Doug for having the opportunity to do that. And thanks so much for coming on the podcast.
Oh, thanks so much, Tracy. Well, it's been an absolute pleasure. And yeah, we will certainly look forward to welcoming lots of your lovely listeners and followers to London.
Our thanks again to Ollie for coming on to this week's episode of the podcast. It was absolutely fantastic to talk about Discover Real London Tours. You can find a link to the website in this week's show notes, which are uktravelplanning.com/episode86. Please don't forget to mention that you heard about Discover Real Tours through the podcast, through our Facebook group or through our website, please. And that just leaves me to say, until next week, happy UK travel planning. Thank you.